Hello. So we are going to be learning Lekutetir Vayikra Amud Beis. We are finishing the Maimer Vayikra, and we are going to begin the Maimer Adam Kiyakra. The Maimer Vayikra talked about the Moshe's newfound ability in the in Parshas Vayikra to connect to the Eibishter in a way that he couldn't do when the Mishkan was covered in clouds. That we had at the end of at the end of Shemais, and but now in Vayikra it says Vayikra that the Eibishter calls to Moshe Vayikra al Moshe, and in this the Alter Rebbe learns that Moshe has this newfound ability to communicate with God, which we have defined as being the ability to understand the unity of creation, to understand how Einayd Movadai, how the Eibishter as he is himself can exist, can coexist with an appreciation of creation, and that this quality we have learned is unique to Moshe. It's something that Abraham did not have. That Abraham communicated to God through a malach, but that Moshe has this ability. And what the Alter Rebbe ended off with was that the being that the Torah is Nitzchi, the relevant to us is the study of Torah. That when the Torah has the ability to bring Makif into our lives, to bring this transcendent component of creation into our lives in a way that is personally relevant. Now the author continues, and he says that Ispashtusa de Moshe is b'chol darav, that every Jew has a Moshe component to him. And this is our bittul, because Moshe is bittul. Moshe is benachnu ma. And in practical terms, this is being basic in Torah in a way of bittul. Now Moshe is also das, that Moshe has the ability to draw down a yichud or insof into reality, and to make our insight relevant to within the boundaries of creation, from the perspective of creation, in a way that rests within our souls and is personally meaningful to every Jew, that they be in a state of ayel mayed. That Ayel Mayed is the word is Malasha Vayati Lachashama, that I will arrange my meetings with you there. And the word Vayati is a means that we will know God, we will know that God is our lives, and we will know that He is Einad Mavade. Now, although this knowledge and this awareness will primarily only happen when Mashiach comes, every Jew has this ability now, because every Jew has the ability to connect to Moshe, to receive nourishment from this spark of Moshe, and to intellectually connect with the idea that the physical, that the material, has godliness within it. Now, in a similar sense, we can understand this idea of coming to the Ayel Mayed, which means that we come with the, as the Gemara says, we come with the Talmud in our hands, meaning that the Torah that we have is Nislavish and Gashmas. Right? The Torah is essentially intrinsically and are inherently linked with materialism. As it says, Ba'anaychi Siragalti le'Ephraim kacham al zareisa, that I have set a train for Ephraim, and I took him by the I will take him by the hands, but the Anechi is God, and the Anechi is the God that has lowered himself, that has set this train, that has lowered himself to allow his Torah to be nislamish in Dvarim Gashmim. And when it says that I've taken them by the arms, this is the Ava in Yira. And this is the balakan, that a Jew uses Torah as a way of connecting to his source. Now, when it comes to Moshe, the meaning of the phrase "Belayachol Maisha Lava," that Maisha wasn't able to enter the tent, was explained before. But when it comes to the Ispashrusay the Maisha that exists in every in every person, this is the das. This is the knowledge that we have within our nefesh elokis of God that is prevented from coming out because it's in a state of concealment within our nefesh bahamas. And in order to reveal that that quality, right? In order to reveal the maisha within each one of us, there has to be an asus leila. So the process is as follows. First, through mitzvahs, which is the kacham azreisav that I've taken you by the hand. The mitzvahs provide us with strength to in order with the ability to draw down makifim to us and to lift up our neshama to connect to God. And this is the veikra al maisha, which veikra in this case, right? Unlike the veikra that we talked about before, which was maisha's personal journey. This is our Vayikra. Vayikra is ani hu akira, that the Eibishter is the one calling to us. And what exactly does that mean? That God calls to us through the mitzvahs, through the mitzvahs melech. And the mitzvahs are our guide to understand the profundity of God, to understand the unity of God with this world. That there's a fascinating medrash, which says that it's the v'yagash hayu, and the medrash continues and says, respect the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are my shluchim. And shluchay shal adam kamaisa. What does that mean? That when we do mitzvahs, we are connecting to God himself. That the word mitzvah, which mem tzadik vav hey, and the letters mem and tzadik, using atbash, can be replaced with yudke. So the word mitzvah can also be read yudke babke, in the sense that the mitzvahs are the ramache varim de malka, right? The mitzvahs are the limbs of the king, and they are because the mitzvahs are a receptacle or a conduit to God himself, and so the mitzvahs have been given to us as this conduit. Now at times, mitzvahs can also be called Mitzvah HaMelech, which is a reference to Malchus. And so the Alter Rebbe points out that there's the distinction between mitzvahs as they are referred to as the Yivarim, as the representatives or the conduit of God himself, and in his commandments or his shluchim. And he explains that when the mitzvahs come down here, they taka act as shluchim. But and they taka act as the mitzvah of the melech, as the tzava of the king. But when they but in their source they are in fact the evarim de malka. So and through the Jew doing the mitzvahs, through the esrus de lasata of a Jew actually doing the mitzvahs, we transform the mitzvahs, or we reveal within the mitzvahs the fact that at their source they are in fact the evarim de malka. And this then is the meaning of the idea of the mitzvahs being called at first shluchim of Hashem, because at the beginning mitzvahs are shluchim. Mitzvahs are representatives that provide us with instructions of a king. They in that sense they come from Malchus. But when the mitzvahs are raised up through the ladder of davening, the mitzvahs then reach their source, which is Eivarim de Malka. And this is not in any way like the malach, which is also a shliach, as was discussed at the beginning of the Maimer, that the malach is the shliach of the Eivisher and represents him. But says the Rebbe that the shluchos of the mitzvah is not in any way like the shluchos of the malach, because the malach is a nivra yesh ma'ayin. The malach is in fact its own entity, and that merely subservies itself to God to adopt this form. Mashenki and the mitzvahs are ani hu akira. Mitzvahs are God himself, because the mitzvahs provide us with the ability to lift us up and to to lift us up and to lift them up, and to help us connect to God. And this happens through davening. And so the mitzvah performed and the davening done, then we leads us to being Esek and Torah, and the Torah is, as we said before, is the actual connection point. The Torah is the actual point at which we can appreciate the makif in our lives. And which is why we say Kachenu B'Mitzvay Sefa, and then we say V'Sein Chokenu B'Seder Sefa. And the Hamshacha of this happens through the Esek and Torah, and we can now fully understand the phrase that we mentioned before, the beginning of the Maamar of Ani Hu Hakayir of Ani Hu Hamadaber. I am the one who calls. I am the one who speaks. The Ani Hamadaber is the mitzvah. And particularly, it's tzedakah. That the Eibishter provides us with this, with mitzvahs as a way of beginning to connect to Him, and then we go back to the to being Esek and Torah, at which point we actually appreciate the unity of Seiviv and Mamala, of Makif and Pnimi.
Adam ki Yakir Mikem. The altar was basing this on the pasuk, Adam Yakov Mikem. If a man from among them will bring a carbon laHashem, mina behem, mina bakar, mina tzayin, from his animals, from his cattle and from his sheep, takrivu as karbanchem, you shall bring their carbon. So the altar Rebbe is going to ask about the several grammatical inconsistencies in this pasuk. The first being the fact that the beginning of the pasuk is in the third person, the speaking about the man that is bringing the carbon, and the second half of the pasuk is in the second person, saying what you shall do. The second question the altar is going to ask is that the beginning of the pasuk is in lashon yachid, is singular, and the second half of the pasuk is lashon rabim, that they shall bring their carbon. The third question is that the pasuk should read Adam Mikem Ki Yakir, if a man from among them shall bring, but instead it reads if a man from them shall bring Adam the Adam Ki Yakir Mikem, if a man shall bring from them. Now, to explain all these things, we have to begin with the idea that we have within us a nefesh elokis, a nefesh bahamas, an animal soul, and a godly soul. The nefesh elokis as a source from the level of Adam, as it says that I have made a man in my image. And it also says that on God's throne there are four faces. One of them is the face of a man, and that is the source of the nefesh elokis, that descends down here to enter the body. The nefesh bahamas is taken from the Eifanim. And at its ultimate source is the face of the ox on the throne, is the animal faces on the throne. And the purpose of the neshama down here is in order to be mevara, in order to refine the nefesh bahamas through its kafya and its hapcha, that the nefesh lekis is nislabish in the body, in the nefesh bahamas. It is mispayin, it meditates on the idea of Hashem Echad, which happens when we say Shema Yisrael, and the result of it, and the result of our hisbainerness, is that we have a hafta b'chol of avecha, that we love Hashem with all our hearts, meaning with b'shnei yisrecha, but with our two inclinations, both the nefesh bahamas and nefesh elokis. Now, the process of refining the nefesh bahamas requires that we first reach the nefesh bahamas' source, which is why we begin before we have the before we actually say Krishma, we begin by Birchas Krishma, which is where we describe the source of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which is the Malachim. Now, when we confront the Nefesh Bahamas, we refine the Nefesh Bahamas, this also makes an aliyah in the Nefesh Elokis. So there's a degree of reciprocity. that the Nefesh HaElokis also benefits from this process. And the process is as follows. There's a Ha'alas Man, which is the feminine first has to rise up, and this is an Asusat L'Sata, right? A arousal from below that the lower level makes the effort to rise up, and this draws out an Asusat L'Ela, and the kind of the quintessential paradigm of this is the Karbanas, that we give the Karbanas, and then the Eibishter responds with his Reach Nicheach, with his pleasure. Now, the Isusa Lasata and this brings down the Isusa Leila, in fact has a begins with an Isusa Leila. Right? So even the Isusa Lasata that we have actually begins with the begins with an inspiration from on high, and this inspiration wakes us up. Wakes us up from our slumber and inspires us to be to serve God. Al derech, the fact that when the Eibishter made the world, he made the world with chesed, meaning he began with his giloy, and then he put the onus on creation, leaving us with the job of being la'avdil l'shamra v'yirichu v'gan eden la'avdil l'shamra, that we were put in Gan Eden to work, that we were put into toil. Now meaning that although there is this right, although it's based on the toil of man that then brings this reciprocation, there is in fact the opening inspiration, the beginning of it, is something that comes from the Eibishter. So the Alter Rebbe introduces us to the paradigm. He says that in the service of man of Hashem, in Avodas Hashem, there's two ways of serving Hashem. Sometimes somebody achieves an Isusa L'Sata through tremendous work, and that he meditates on God, he attaches himself intellectually to the Eibishter, and through this effort of drawing close to Hashem, he produces an Isrus L'Sata, which then in turn he receives and he experiences an Isrus L'Leila. Then there are times that we feel inspired without having done any work whatsoever. That we see, says the Alter Rebbe, that we find many times that people, while they're davening, they're suddenly gechach with an inspiration, and they are on fire with this inspiration. But what we also find is that almost immediately after the inspiration comes, the inspiration leaves. And so says the Alter Rebbe, the reason that it works like that is that this was actually an Isrus Leila. This was a divine inspiration. And the distinguishing factor, the reason that one person lapses almost immediately, and the other person has a longer lasting response, is that when there's a real Isusa D'Lasata that begins with the person working, that has a lasting ability, because the light that was drawn down was the Pnimius, and the heart that experienced this had prepared itself for this experience. So the Isrus Leila, the divine response that is experienced after the hard work, has a place to land, so to speak. Masha'ein came when there is no work, and it's only a inspiration that comes from on high. That inspiration can disappear almost immediately. It has no long-lasting ability, because the spark of inspiration can leave almost immediately. And the kind of the paradigm for this is the Ish Mazriya Tchila Yaledas Nekeva, that the Isha Mezrias Mez Ras Chila Yeladas Zachar. That when it begins with when it's produced from the zachar,
so the next maimer is Adam Ki Yakriv. The maimer begins with the pasuk Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem, if a man shall sacrifice from among you. And so Alter Rebbe asks three questions on this pasuk. The first one is that the beginning of the pasuk is in the third person, and the end of the pasuk is in the second person. So why is there a tense change? The second question is that in the beginning of the pasuk it says the kiyakriv, that you shall bring, which is lashon yachid, but the end of the pasuk says v'sakrivu es karbanchem, that they will bring their karbanas, which is lashon rabim. And the third question is that it should say Adam Mikem Ki Yakriv, if a man from among you shall bring. And instead it says Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem. So why are the words seemingly out of order? So Alter Rebbe begins that to understand this, we need to first understand the idea, or reiterate the idea, that the Jew has two neshamas. There's the Nefesh HaLakis and Nefesh HaBahamas. The Nefesh HaLakis has its source from the level of Adam. As it says, I will create man in my image, or we will create man in our image. And it says, Va'aldemus hakise demus kemara Adam, that on top of God's throne, the image that is seen is that of a man. And this is the source of the Nefesh HaLakis. And it's Hishtalshalus, as the Nefesh HaLakis comes down to make man, its final spiritual iteration is that of the Pnei Adam Shebemarkava, the face of man that is on God's chariot. The Nefesh Bahamas, which is taken from the Eifanim, has its source from the Pnei Hashar, from the face of the ox that is on the Merkava. And the purpose of the descent of the Nefesh HaLakis down into this world is in order to refine the Nefesh Bahamas through a process of Iskafia and Ishapha, the process of this is that the Nefesh HaLakis thinks about Shema Yisrael, and thinks about Hashem Echad, and it impresses upon the Nefesh Bahamas the reality of Hashem Echad, and the result is Vahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha, with all your hearts, or with both of your hearts, b'shnei yetzirecha. However, before we can engage in the subjugation, so to speak, of the Nefesh Bahamas, we need to begin by convincing the Nefesh HaBahamas that this works, and the way that we go about this is through Birchas Kriyishma. That through Birchas Kriyishma we successfully manage to overwhelm and overcome the Nefesh HaBahamas, and this is through tapping into the source of the Nefesh HaBahamas, which is the descriptions of the Malachim of the Chayas. Beifani HaKadosh that we say in the Birchas Kriyishma, and that we mention that the Chayas also are subjugated to God, and that the Chayas are batal to the Eibishter, and the this is the Pnei Aryeh and the Pnei Yishar, the animalistic perspectives of the Merkava, that when the Nefesh HaBahamas hears about this, the Nefesh HaBahamas responds to it, and through this, it's not just that the Nefesh HaBahamas, that the Nefesh HaLakis altruistically is helping the Nefesh HaBahamas, but the Nefesh HaLakis actually benefits, because through this, the Nefesh HaLakis has a tremendous, tremendous aliyah, and which is al derech the idea that the Chayis carry the Kisei. Now, the process of this back and forth between Nefesh HaBahamas and Nefesh HaLakis works like this. the quintessential idea is the ha'alas man, the raising up of mayim nukvin, of the feminine perspective, and this is the esrusa d'lasata that comes after the esrusa d'leila. It's the inspiration of the tachtanim, the inspiration of the below that comes afterwards draws down a divine response, which corresponds to the reach nicheach that we achieve when we give karbanas, that when a Jew gives karbanas, God responds with pleasure. So in a similar way, when we offer up, so to speak, our nefesh bahamas, the Eibishter responds by giving us inspiration. However, in any inspiration that comes, mumata lamaila, that comes from us, there is in fact a preceding inspiration that comes umayla lamata. There's an asrusa de la'ila that leads to the asrusa de la'sata. This original asrusa de la'ila awakens us from our slumber, arouses us to leave the bounds of in which we originally placed. Much like the world was created originally through chesed, and afterwards the Eibishter relies on man to be in the garden, la'avdo, la'shamra, right? Relies on man to use the chesed that we received in being created to refine the world. In a similar way, we are given the same responsibility once we are given divine inspiration that we should respond and we should reciprocate by refining the world. Now, in Avodas Hashem, we can kind of crystallize this process by the observation that there, when it comes to people being inspired, there's two distinct types of people. On occasion, we find ourselves being inspired by hard work, by toil, that we take godly ideas, we process them, we chew on them, we try to master them, and through a lot of our own work, we reach a point of inspiration. This is an esrusa de l'sata that then leads to an esrusa de l'ila. This is something that comes from amata l'maila. Then there are people who can one day be gripped by inspiration, and then that inspiration can just as soon go away. Now, how does this momentary inspiration occur? This is the asrusa de l'sata we were discussing before that doesn't, that is not then followed by the work of man. And when the asrusa de l'sata happens without any follow up, the ultimate distinction is based on whether it lasts. That when there's an asrusa de l'sata that is based on our own work and our own struggle, this produces inspiration that will last for a very long time. Masha'en kein, when it's done without our work, the inspiration that occurs remains superficial. And the way that the Alter Rebbe phrases it is that when we produce the inspiration ourselves, the inspiration is intimately meaningful to us. And when it's intimately meaningful, when it's personally meaningful, it's going to have a far, far longer lasting impact than when the inspiration is produced superficially by an external source, right? By this asrusa de l'ila, and the observable difference is that the asrusa de l'ila without any personal meaning to it will fade very, very rapidly. And the quintessence of these two options is found in the pasuk Ish Mazria Tchila Yeledes Nekeva and Ish Mazria Tchila Yeledes Zachar. That when it starts with Ish, right, when it starts with the passion, then what it produces is a Nekeva. That a Nekeva has the ability when we begin, and this is the idea of the ish mazriya tchila yoledes nekeva, that nekeva nashim daitin kalas, that the feminine fades quickly and is quickly lost, the inspiration of davening is quickly lost in the taivas ha'ilam, but when it's isha mazriya tchila, when it begins with the asrusa de l'sata, what that produces is a zachar. Zachar has this the strength and has the fortitude to last for a longer period of time, and this is the reason that we find that people can work at this at inspiration, and they can find themselves be'emes inspired But and that inspiration can last sometimes as Alter Rebbe for weeks, and then one day it can stop. Because the given that this was all Mamayla Lamata, and that there was no personal response or impersonal responsibility, as soon as the inspiration stopped happening, Mamayla, the inspiration stopped completely. Now we can begin to understand the pasuk, the Adam Ki Yakar Mikem. Adam is the Adam that we said before, the Adam al Demus Hakiseh. Now, obviously, God is not a man, but that the word Adam is when we refer to the Eibishter as Adam, we're referring to the idea of the Esther Spheres. We're referring to the idea of Remache Varen Demalka, right? Which means that we're referring to Elokus that is taking a form that is relatable and meaningful to us. And in that sense, it's called Adam. And so when it says Adam Ki Yakar Mikem, Adam Ki Yakar, it's talking about the Adam Demus Kamara Adam that was on the Kisei, which is Adam Ha'Elyon, and this is it's divine inspiration that we as humans experience, and the nature of this is that it's kiyakrav mikem because it comes from us. That it's mikem mamish, that the nefesh of Adam is being offered, is being brought close to the Eibishter, and therefore it says the word mikem instead of the this is the reason why we have the Adam Ki Yakar Mikem instead of Adam Mikem Ki Yakar, that Adam Mikem Ki Yakar would imply the simple meaning, but Adam Mikem Ki Yakar would imply that he comes close, but Adam Ki Yakar Mikem implies that I will bring him close. That the Adam, the inspiration, the Adam Ha'Elyon, the Esrusha Leila, brings us close, and brings us to this to this reality. And this is also why we begin in the singular. We begin with the Adam, Adam in the singular, because it's a reference to Adam Ha'Elyon, which is Echad, which is the Yehud Shel Elam. Now the pasuk continues and says that the carbon is brought mina behema. And it ends off to takrivus karbanchem, and this is now lashon rabim, because the end of the pasuk is a reference to the Jewish response that when we see the Adam Ki Yakar, when we receive the divine inspiration, we need to continue by being takrivus karbanchem, by bringing our own karbanos, by responding to that inspiration, by heeding the call. And the pasuk gives us a very clear set of instructions. It says that when you are inspired, this first thing you have to do, the immediate response you have to do, is to use that inspiration to produce your own emotions, to engage your nefesh bahamas, and to offer up your behema on the mizbeach, right? To give of yourself and to give of your behema, and that's why the pasuk ends off shehu min habak. That's why the pasuk continues shehu min behema min habakar, as we are going to explain. Now. The another pasuk al derech of this is Mashcheni Achrecha Narutza. Draw me after you, and I will run. That when we are drawn, right? That when we are Mashcheni. That when we are drawn to after God with the Esrus Leila, our response has to be Narutza. We need to run after it, and this. And this response is the only thing that will allow our original inspiration to have a permanent effect. And if not, the inspiration will immediately fade. When we respond properly, when we respond appropriately with this is what produces the long lasting Esrusha Lasata. The technical aspect of this is explained in this Sagrayim, that the Alter Rebbe explains that the reason that the karbanos work, the reason that the behema works, is that there's yisra na'ar min ha'cheshech, that through this Bir of the Nefesh Bahamas, this produces a longer lasting and more meaningful response. Now, this carbon that we bring is Mina Behema. And the as opposed to the Adam Ki Yakrib, which was said to be Mikem. Because the Nefesh Elokis, which leads us back to the relationship between Nefesh Elokis and Nefesh Bahamas. That when it's Adam Ki Yakrib, this is the Nefesh Elokis alone. That the Nefesh Elokis responds to this. Because the Nefesh Elokis has a natural inborn love for Elokus, and then natural is naturally drawn towards towards the Giloy. So when it experiences this this inspiration, when the Nefesh Elokis experiences this Rus Leila, the Nefesh Elokis immediately responds by being inspired. Masha'enki in the Nefesh Bahamas, that the Nefesh Bahamas is geshikt in Taivas, and the Nefesh Bahamas is geshikt in Gashmis. And so when the Nefesh Bahamas experiences this Rus Leila, the Nefesh Bahamas does not naturally respond. He's not naturally inspired. And this is Avaydus Adam. When we say that the Avaydus Adam is to be Mevar, the Nefesh Bahamas, what we're saying is that the Nefesh Elokis has to figure out language by which to inspire the Nefesh Bahamas to appreciate and understand the Esrus Leila, because the Esrus Leila is not going to be automatically understood. And that's why the end of the Pasuk involves the Behema as opposed to the beginning of the Pasuk involving being Mikem. The beginning of this service has to be Iskafia. And the Iskafia has to be in the Shleishi Levushei Nefesh, has to be in Machshava Dibra Maisa, with Sur Meira and Ase Tayyip. And then afterwards, we can come to Ishapcha. The meaning of the phrase Min HaBehema is a reference to that, in that the purpose of bringing this carbon, or the method by which we bring this carbon, is specifically through its Sheirish, as we mentioned before, through the Sharish of Merkava, through the Birchas Kriya Shema. This process engages the Nefesh Bahamas completely, and this complete engagement produces a vivid and a very intense response in which the Nefesh Bahamas actually has the ability to change. And the Alter, the Pasuk explains this by saying Min HaBakar Min HaTzayin. Min HaBakar Min HaTzayin, from the cattle and from the sheep, is a reference to two different ways in which a person can be involved in Taivas. The Bakar is the cattle, is the passion, is the intense Nefesh Bahamas. The Nefesh Bahamas that feels anger and feels hatred. Masha'inkin, and the Tzayin is a Nefesh Bahamas that is naturally more edel, is naturally more kind. And what the Pasuk is telling us is that both the Grub and Nefesh Bahamas, right, both the Bakar and the Tzayin, right, and the more able Nefesh Bahamas, both of them need to be addressed, and they both need to be addressed in the manner of Ishapcha. They both need to be turned towards the Eibishter completely. And each person, says the Alter Rebbe, knows in themselves which of these two is greater, and how much each of us is involved in each one of these taivas, but it's our responsibility to try to be mevara them both. And coming back to this pasuk, mashcheni acharecha narutza, mashcheni is again the lashon yachid, that the mashcheni is the leila that only inspires the nefesh elokis, that the nefesh elokis experiences elokus, and the nefesh elokis then responds by running towards God, because the Nefesh Elokis' natural inborn love for God is aroused by this revelation. But the Acharecha Narutza, that we will run after, is a reference to the two Ritzainis of Nefesh Elokis and the Nefesh Bahamas. That the Pasuk continues, Heviani HaMelech Chadarav, that the king brought me to his bedchamber. The Chadarav is his chamber is again Lashon Yachid, which is the Shishay Sizer Mishnah, which are Chagas, that Chasad Din Rachamim is Rosh Hashanah Cheder, and that from Shishay Sizer Mishnah, from Chagas, is produced the whole range of Kasher and Pasul, Tameh and Tahar, Chayev and Zakai. But and when it says V'havieni in the past that he had brought me to his chamber, it's a reference to the idea that the Jew learned Torah from birth, that we were already equipped with the foreknowledge of that which is forbidden and that which is allowed, right? We were already equipped with a sense of what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, and this provides us with the ability to appropriately respond when we feel this inspiration. So, bringing the pasuk together completely, Mashchini Achrecha Narutza, the Nefesh Elikis feels the inspiration of the Sus of Leila, and then the Nefesh Elikis inspires the Nefesh of Bahamas, and the two of them run after God Achrecha Narutza, and this is empowered by the original thing that we have learned, which was Torah, that was learned in utero, and that is Haviyani Amelech Hadarav. Now, the way in which we bring this inspiration, the practical means by which we bring this inspiration to our lives, is through being Esek and Torah. Because another interpretation of this Adam, the Adam Ki Yakrib, it's Adam as the Ramach, is the Ramach Pekudin, Ramach Eivar and the Malkah, which is the 248 positive commandments, the Shasal Leisa say, the 365 negative commandments, that through learning Torah, and through keeping that Torah, this is the practical means by which we take advantage of an Esrus Leila, and that through being Esek and Torah, this draws down this Kiyakriv, like the idea of Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav L'chol Asher Yikru Be'emes, because Ein Emes El Torah, that God's response to us calling to Him is this Torah. Now, this is also highlighted in the pasuk, "Yachazek b'muuzi yasa shalom li shalom yasa li." That if they would grasp my fortress, they would make peace for me. They would make peace for me. And the idea behind these two shaloms is a shalom d'larachik and a shalom d'lekarav, right? That we can either be in a state of distance from God or in a state of closeness, and that the Torah brings us to this state of closeness. And finally, the second or the related practical means by which we offer up our Nefesh Bahamas is through actually doing being Mekayim Mitzvahs. This is the ultimate interpretation of Takrivu, that the way in which we offer up our Nefesh Bahamas to serve the Eibishter is through the practical performance of Mitzvahs.